morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, August 11th, 2022. After about 1 week, the Avus Autobahn near the fire area in Berlin's Grunewald Forest has been reopened to traffic. As the fire department announced on Twitter, the closure was lifted at 6 p.m. yesterday. The access and exit Hüttenweg, however, remains closed. The A115 highway, or the Avus, is about 500 meters away from the blast site. Before its reopening, it had to be ensured that there was no longer any danger from the ammunition and pyrotechnics stored on the site. Without electricity, the Berlin S-Bahn comes to a standstill. This is also reflected in its enormous energy consumption. According to the company, operation consumes around 400 gigawatt hours per year on the rails alone. By way of comparison, a three-person household in an apartment building in Germany consumes an average of 0.0026 gigawatt hours per year. S-Bahn boss Peter Buchner remarked that in times of energy crisis, this is first and foremost a financial problem, and electricity costs are pushing the company deep into the red. On a tour of the Schöneweide S-Bahn plant on Tuesday afternoon, Berlin CDU state chairman Kai Wegner was informed by Buchner about the extent of the problem. Their 2020 electricity bill was 50 million euros. It doubled to 100 million in 2021. And for this year, Buchner believes it will reach 150 million. At the Schöneweide S-Bahn plant, there is another problem. Buchner explained that the plant was converted to gas operation 10 years ago. As recently as July, the president of the Federal Network Agency, Klaus Müller, warned that gas prices would triple or rise even more. What that means for the plant cannot yet be seriously calculated at the moment. Therefore, it is of the utmost importance to get away from gas operation as soon as possible. The supply contract runs until 2024, after which Buchner envisions the entire plant being heated with waste wood chips from Brandenburg's forests. While talks with suppliers are already underway, it is clear, however, that the S-Bahn will initially incur further costs. Wegner believes the state of Berlin has a responsibility to pay the additional costs that were not caused by the S-Bahn itself, because, quote, mobility is, after all, a service of general interest. In any case, these costs must not be passed on to the customer. Unquote. The next pressing problem was also touched upon, how to proceed with the 9-euro ticket. For another 3 weeks, people in Germany will be able to use buses and trains on local public transport at an extremely low cost. But how expensive should public transport be after that? On Tuesday, Federal Finance Minister Christian Lindner of the FDP reiterated his rejection of an extension of the 9-euro ticket as the financing is not possible. The Berlin CDU is advocating for a 365-euro annual ticket for Berlin. Per Wegner, quote, that would be an attractive price for the metropolitan region. World Cleanup Day, or WCD, is a worldwide call for the removal of plastic waste. Last year, 53,000 tons of trash were collected by 14 million people in 191 countries. This year, Berlin will again set an example in the fight against littering. The initiative Wir Berlin is therefore organizing 12 cleanups or trash collection events on September 17th, where anyone can drop by and join in. Since 2018, WCD, the largest citizens' movement for the elimination of environmental pollution and plastic waste, has made it its business to make people aware of this disastrous problem, and under the motto, "The problem starts with us, everyone can do something," to set an example for a clean, healthy, and plastic waste-free environment. In Berlin, citizens have been campaigning against pollution in the city since 2011 with an annual Day of Action, and during the past 11 years, more than 100,000 Berliners have been involved, and this year isn't any different. The location of the cleanups are distributed throughout Berlin and range from Schlachtensee in Zehlendorf to Mauerpark in Pankow and Biesdorfer Baggersee in Marzahn-Hellersdorf. Three of these events will take place on Friday, September 16th, while the other nine will not be cleaned up until the following day. One of the largest events will take place on Saturday from 12 to 3 p.m. in the Volkspark Hasenheide in Neukölln. The assistance of all Berliners is urgently requested to help. The organizer asks that those who wish to participate register in advance on the Wir Berlin website, which can be found by following the link in our show notes. During the corona pandemic, the British airline EasyJet laid off hundreds of employees at BER in two waves. Now, some of these operational terminations have been declared invalid by the state labor court. Yesterday, the court stated that no operational reason for individual terminations in the second wave of job cuts could be identified. In addition, more jobs were cut than would have corresponded to the reduction in the aircraft fleet that was also carried out at the time. EasyJet had reduced the fleet stationed at BER in December of 2020 from 34 to 18 aircraft. The company had tried to cushion the massive slump in demand during the pandemic with short-time work. Nevertheless, EasyJet announced a total of around 450 job cuts in 2020 and 2021. And according to the company's own statements, they were following an agreement with the employees. 103 of these were in the spring and summer of 2021. With regard to the terminations, the court has ruled out an appeal to the Federal Labor Court. However, EasyJet can file a non-admission appeal to have this decision reviewed. In this respect, the judgments are not yet final. Football club Union Berlin will be allowed to play its home games in the upcoming Europa League at the Stadium an der Alten Försterei. Yesterday, the club announced that it has received official confirmation following UEFA's decision to allow the use of standing areas also in the European Cup as part of a pilot project. Last season, the team from Copenhagen had to move to the Olympiastadion for home games in the Conference League. Union will draw tickets for the home games in the group stage among eligible members starting next Friday. As the number of tickets exceeds the number of members, every member can thus be guaranteed to attend at least one match, and the opponents have not yet been determined. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.